Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. I'm very pleased to be joined this afternoon by Karen, who is here to speak with us about some very fun and powerful insights she's been having recently in her recording and listening practice. Welcome, Karen.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, yeah, pleasure. It was just so fun to hear what you were seeing and just a sense that it could be really helpful to folks in Sangha to begin to hear that. And I just project it, you're kind of you're touching into something that we're really starting to see as a Sangha. So it's really exciting. Thank you for being here to talk about it. So maybe we could just start by, you could talk about kind of, you know, what you were seeing about it and how you came across it and that sort of thing.
Well, the insight dropped in when I was doing the two-handed recording.
Mm-hmm.
And but it dropped in as seeing a movement that's made in the two-handed recording, and what dropped in is, oh, this is the same movement that we make in the Reflective Listening Buddies program when we're listening to our buddy.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, go ahead.
And so over the years, doesn't happen so much now as it used to, but there are many times I would show up on a Reflective Listening Buddies call identified or distracted or rushed or, you know, come screeching in and sit down and place the call and felt very unpresent, mm-hmm, and unidentified or distracted or whatever. And but in order to really listen to and be able to reflect and be a mirror for my buddy, I had to drop all that.
Yep.
And that's the movement that I'm seeing that seems like a necessary part when we're listening in a two-handed recording. We have to be willing to listen like we're going to reflect.
Yes, absolutely. That in the same way, so I just love that image, like comes screeching in, right? You know, there was traffic that I didn't expect or whatever it is,
yeah,
right? And if it's, quote, just me, somehow it's easy to stay in that distraction, right? I can't really settle down. I can't really, but if I'm doing Reflective Listening Buddies and there's someone else on the other end of that line, you're right. In order to be there for them, we do tend to be, it's much more accessible to us to just, I've got to just drop it. I have no choice, right? I've got to just drop it because I need to be listening enough so that I can reflect. So then there you are doing the two-handed recording and realizing, I'm going to project because I've, you know, from my own experience and I've heard other folks talk about it, that there can be that same equivalent of a process. Like, so I've made the recording, now I'm going to listen to it, but there's the same like, oh yeah, wait, what else was I going to, oh yeah, and there's the, well, let me just do the laundry while I'm, so there's not that same level of presence that I'm bringing to, say, a Reflective Listening Buddy, and that insight that, wow, there could be, this could be exactly the same process that I'm bringing to my Reflective Listening Buddy, I could bring when I'm listening with that left hand.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I saw too. And in a way, when we are listening, mm-hmm, to the person that just expressed uncensored, we actually are, you know, there's a way that we are sort of listening to another person. We're not identified with that person. And that's the, I guess, the important piece. And how do we disidentify? Well, it's the same way that we do on a Reflective Listening Buddies call, when we're dropping everything so we can turn our full attention to listening to our buddy.
What a great point. What a great point. But that is what disidentification is. I am quite literally now listening to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where the two-handed recording came from, but it's that thing that Sherry always talks about that, you know, if, use the image of someone drowning, my only shot at being helpful is to not get in the water and flail around with them, right, and have the very same issue going on, But instead, to disidentify from that and be able to be that which can pull them up out of it, can assist them. And that's what I think you're pointing at, is that reflection is the process of doing that, disidentifying and being able to listen instead of be identified with it.
Yeah. And, the other little piece of it I saw is that, when we're on a reflective listening buddies call, the attention is on the listening, the being there, the showing up for our buddy. And it doesn't matter what the content is. There's no judgment. We show up with no judgment, we've created this privileged environment, this beautiful space that they can talk and say whatever is there for them. And so when we jump over to our two-handed recording, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter what that person just shared, just expressed uncensored. There's no judgment. We are listening in that same way that we listen to our reflective listening buddy.
That's such another huge point. So in the same way, when I'm listening to my reflective listening buddy, I don't have any judgment about it. I don't have any, it's not, quote, my life, right? So it's really whatever they bring, it's completely all right. I'm just there to listen. It's about the process of showing up, the process of being with, the process of listening. Exact same thing with, quote, myself, where it doesn't matter what, in our cases, what she just said, how she said it, what's going on with her. It's just about showing up, being with her, no judgment, complete acceptance, just listening.
Yeah. Mm. And when in listening to you, I'm realizing we move into a place of presence when we're listening.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just, to me, what you described. And how do we move into that place of presence? Well, it's the same way we do on a reflective listening buddy calls. We have that willingness to drop everything, and we turn that, our full attention, and we just listen without judgment, and also the piece about, listening as if you're listening to someone you really, really care about. Well, for me, that's on the reflective listening buddy too. I only have the buddy for the quarter, but I really care. I really want to show up. And it's just, I don't know, it's just such a parallel for me. It's just so, it's so the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's helped in practice for me in a lot of ways, but also in the two-handed recording, because I'm showing up in a way that I hadn't always been showing up, because I just didn't see that piece. I didn't understand.
That's what I was going to say too. It wasn't that you didn't want to, I project. The sincerity was completely there, but it's just one of those things where we don't see it till we see it. And then when we do, there's such gratitude, isn't there, for having stuck with it and just keep going and just see what unfolds. And then boom, you see something huge like this that not only opens it up for you, but then there's the, this is the communication book part of it, right? Then there's the communicating about it, and then it becomes available to all of Sangha.
Yeah. Yes. And there's one last piece of it, too, that is that I realize that in listening, that third part of the two-handed recording, when we listen to the wisdom, love, and compassion, the mentor, we're listening to the words of the mentor. Mm-hmm. That same movement needs to happen in order to really take that in and hear it.
Yep. Yes, that is such a subtle and important point as well. Because, yes, it can be, in a way, it could be easier to do it with, because this person who was speaking in the right hand is really having, something's really going on with her, so I really need to show up. But we want the same process of that complete presence and listening to take in, we could maybe even say, especially with what the mentor is offering back to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful thing. It's that movement to presence, but I think it was the how dropped in. How do we do that?
Right. And, I know that's what we're supposed to do. I know that's what we're shooting for. I know that's what's going to be of most assistance.
Yeah.
But what's the how of that? And then it dropped in.
Yeah. And you know, the last piece of it is that how we get to practice that movement over and over and over again in reflective listening buddies. And so, you know, it could be if people want to practice that movement, I mean, you can practice it. It's great to practice it on a two-handed recording, but you have to practice it. You have to practice it on both, and you have to practice it in the reflective listening buddies, because either way, it's so obvious if you're not, you know, the two-handed recording just doesn't, I don't know how to say it, but it's kind of like the magic or the transformation or doesn't seem to happen unless we can bring presence to it, and it's really obvious on a reflective listening buddy call when we aren't present, you know, because we just don't hear anything.
Yeah, that's so amazing. So that putting that piece together, that reflective listening buddies, in a sense, is the equivalent of going to the gym or strength training, right? So because what it does is it really builds our ability to be present, which can translate in the way that you're talking, you know, offering to us tonight. It can translate to our own recording and listening practice, which, as you say, it's not that it's needed. I mean, certainly you could practice on your own in recording and listening. But when you have to show up for someone else, it's why I use the gym analogy. You know, if you're going to start running, you want to have a buddy there, right? Because it's much harder to stay in bed and ignore, you know, or ignore my intention to run if my friend is meeting me at the lamppost. It's the exact same process.
Yeah.
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 Well, it is so fun and powerful. And as I say, Karen, I know you had the experience. So, you know, the communication work, the communication retreat that's going to be offered two more times this year. I just think what you're tapping into is something that is going to be a whole, you know, sort of other level for all of us as Sangha. So I thank you so much for being willing to share your practice with us in terms of that being on here tonight.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And it's because of everybody else sharing their practice, you know, and even
so
the communication, you know, all of it is what,
that's
all
right.
of it is what allowed it to just drop in. So thank you. Gesho to practice.
Yeah. Amen. Deep gesho to practice. Deep gesho to each, as Ashwini would say, to each note of intelligence that shows up and helps to continue to deepen the process for all of us.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you, Karen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take good care. Bye-bye.